once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. As well, once again, we would like to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Once again, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created, it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent to enter into that meditative stand, and in that altered state of consciousness, be actively involved in that silent communication or telepathic exchange of information. But once again, as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. What do you believe? It's such a simple, almost a disarming question. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Beliefs many times put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational periods, if you wish. The reality you experience in this vibrational level is an illusion. Ironically, any reality that is created by entities that are that piece of the One throughout all of creation are illusionary. We understand in our vibrational level that the experiences and the realities that we experience are absolutely as a result of what it is we desire, what our beliefs are. It becomes very difficult to attempt to have some type of a connection in your vibrational level because of that veil that you've put in place. It's very difficult to get past that veil, to interact at a subconscious level with entities existing within your vibrational level. We continuously insist that that opportunity exists for each of you. You have but to express the intent. But the intent must be indeed contained within a belief or a belief system that it's possible. And for many, therein lies the difficulty and the opportunity to interact with other entities that exist outside of your vibrational level, because you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits others to interfere or to interact or to share with you in your vibrational level. The irony of it is as well that entities existing outside of your vibrational level, for the most part, have absolutely no desire to interfere or to become involved or to understand your creation process. It's your choice. And there are very few entities such as ourselves who are interested in your creation process. We find it very interesting, strange, but very interesting. Many times we have suggested that we have never been involved in your so-called reality in terms of existing within your vibrational level as what you refer to as in your reality. as well, we have a difficult time understanding why anyone would wish to do so. However, it is quite interesting, and many times we become very involved and engrossed, if you wish, in the activities that are continuously occurring within the subconsciousness of our friend Elias, and consequently within the subconsciousnesses of each of you, for you are one. It's very difficult for you as well to grasp that concept that you are one. There really is no separation other than the separation that you choose to believe and to hold in your so-called awakened consciousness that. There's no separation, not only between each individual, for you are, once again, one, or a piece of the one. You see, it defies explanation, for you are also individuals, and yet you are one. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe, because it's your creation, it's an illusion that you and your awakened consciousness that view as being very real. If you can grasp that concept, that it's an illusion and a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and if you can hold that as a belief, then it becomes easier for you as individuals, as societies, and as a human consciousness to alter your reality. Many times you are concerned about activities that occurred in your so-called past or in your history. They exist in the now. It's not like it's in the past. It's in another incarnational period that you're not aware of. However, many times you wish to understand how it is that you accomplished certain things in your so-called past, in your activity, in your so-called creation process. Perhaps what's more important is to believe that it's possible to create whatever it is that you desire in this particular incarnational period based upon what it is that you believe, once again, as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness, beliefs and belief systems, all which combine to create the reality that you experience. We've suggested that based upon basic beliefs that each of you, particularly in various societies, are holding within your subconscious, that it's possible that you will experience certain what appear to be almost impossible realities. You in your awakened consciousness state believe that the main source of energy for your earth system is the atmospheric sun that you utilize for your sources, not only of light in your so-called daytime hours, if you wish, but also as a source of energy that's responsible for existence within your earth system. In your so-called past, you utilize that energy instantaneously, whereas in this particular incarnational period, you believe that it has to go through a series of alterations before you can utilize and use that energy, either through the forms of what you refer to as non-renewable resources, which have been created in your so-called past, or through various techniques that you attempt to store, if you wish, that energy so that you can utilize it in your so-called future. In other incarnational periods, you are utilizing what you in your awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period, a much more advanced technique in securing and utilizing that energy. This sunlight that you refer to, that you now attempt to store through various technology, where you convert it into some type of an electric type of energy that you can utilize at a later date if you wish. That energy from that sunlight at some other incarnational period, you're passing through a prism like a crystal, and you separate the lights within that energy that you are receiving from the sun which you have created. You separate the lights, and then within the same prism, within the same crystal, you reunite the lights in a different manner, and as a result, you believe that it releases the energy contained within that source. And the energy that you're utilizing in these other incarnational periods is very similar to what you and your current incarnational period would look upon as being what you refer to as a nuclear generated energy, with one very important primary differences in the energy, in your so-called nuclear creation of energy. You have what you refer to as very undesirable types of waste that you have difficulty dealing with, because you believe that it's impossible to create one type of energy or to alter a certain type of energy without having some type of a different effect upon your reality. You have this cause and effect type of belief system. In other incarnational periods, where you are once again utilizing crystals to create that energy that is similar to your nuclear type energy, the primary difference is there are no side effects, if you wish. There are no so-called undesirable elements created other than energy that you are incapable of utilizing through various types of instrumentation that are designed to operate on that type of energy. And it's endless, if you wish. It's limitless. And consequently, the ability to experience certain types of realities that are beyond what you can experience in this incarnation are possible because there is not that limitation upon the belief that energy is difficult for you to capture, if you wish, to create. And so in those Atlantean periods, when you utilize that type of energy simply through a belief system, it's all an illusion. What do you believe? It's an illusion. And yet they believe that it's possible, and consequently, what you believe is what you create. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. What do you believe? You believe that it's necessary for you to consume in order for you to exist. Because you believe it is a human consciousness, it's necessary. Some individuals come very close to stepping outside of that belief system, but not entirely. And yet there are, within your earth systems, certain forms of life, if you wish, that have the capacity to enter into what you would refer to as periods of non-existence, of dying, in other words, and yet when the conditions are right, to be reborn, if you wish, to come to life again. You have creatures like that existing within your earth system as a result of your beliefs and belief systems. And you are yet involved in that creation process. You are and exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. And so if you imagine that it's possible for a creature to enter into a state, not of hibernation, but of absolute and complete dehydration, and to stay in that state for an unlimited amount of time, and yet to become reborn, if you wish, to have the life begin again when there is hydration available, then you can create that. Not only can, but do. If you can create that, why would it be so difficult to understand that it's possible for you to go through the same type of existence? Because you believe. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible for you to exist in each and every atom of your entire universe? If you can hold that belief as an absolute, then you can as well absolutely understand how it's possible for you to be in any position, in any class, within your entire universe, whenever you desire. What do you believe? Such a simple question, and yet it's the key to the creation and the reality that you experience. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Thank you. We were talking before about a fellow who appeared here at the beginning of the channeling. And who is he?
We continuously suggest that each of the interactions that we have with each of you, that there are other entities that are present, if you wish, in altered states of consciousness, other entities, not only existing in this particular incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods as well. You see, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness as well. However, when you enter into a very deep meditative state, then time and space are not nearly as strong, if you wish, as what they are in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And it's possible in those altered states of consciousness to interact with other entities, not only existing within this incarnational period or other entities that you have become familiar with in this incarnational period that you believe have died, if you wish, or have passed away, but also other entities that you experience incarnational periods with that are not and have not been in this incarnational period. The entity that you refer to is an entity that is not, if you wish, in this particular incarnational period, but rather an individual who is known to our friend Elias in a time when Elias was not known by that name, but rather by the name of Elijah. And that individual that appeared and was present in your particular interactions and activities on this afternoon, indeed, was tapping into, if you wish, sharing in this interaction that consciousness from another incarnational period. It was paying attention, as each of you do in your altered states of consciousness, particularly in your deep dream state. It's just very difficult for you to be aware and to bring that back into your particular awakened consciousness state, because you choose, once again, to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding. And so many of the individuals that are experiencing and choosing to be involved in your interaction and in this participate in this sharing, if you wish, of energy that you create within this space are entities who are also experiencing that interaction in their extreme altered states of consciousness and in their awakened consciousness state in that particular incarnational period may not be aware of the other activities that they're involved in their altered states of consciousness. And so that individual that our friend Elias recognized was not an individual from this incarnational period, but rather from an incarnational period, once again, that we would call the post-Atlantean period, and yet before what you would refer to as the Christianity period, or the Egyptian period, if you wish. Consequently, the unfamiliar what you would refer to as clothing or garb that the entity was wearing. An entity that does not, once again, experience an existence in this incarnational period. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
I want to ask about, so we decided to have these, you know, to be incarnated beings. Why did we make ourselves so flawed? Like our brains don't work very well in the society we have created. We're terrible at understanding statistics, where we have biases toward our in-group and against the others, whoever we see that to be. We have all sorts of biases and flawed thinking. What value is that? Why didn't we create ourselves in a different way?
You create this reality, although it may be hard to accept in your awakened consciousness state, but each of you creates this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. It's who and what you truly are. However, if you in your awakened consciousness state understand that you create that reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love, if you understand who and what you truly are, you wouldn't be existing within this vibrational level. You see, you entered into this vibrational level and you put in place that electromagnetic type of veil to limit your capacity to understand that you create this reality and that you are, once again, that unconditional love. Consequently, in your so-called altered states of consciousness, what we refer to as the between incarnational state, you many times choose the beliefs and belief systems that you will bring into a particular incarnational period. And once again, it's such a simple concept. You do it for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are the result of holding those particular beliefs and belief systems. You can see the differences, if you wish, in personalities. And many individuals would suggest that it's the result of certain experiences that you had with in this particular incarnational period at a time when you were not in control of the decisions that were being utilized to affect the reality that you experienced when you were a child. It's like you believe that you're not in control, even more so than what you believe in a so-called adult situation. We assure you that even the smallest child, at some level of their consciousness, is in absolute control. It becomes very difficult to grasp, absolutely, for you hold a belief that when an individual enters into this incarnational period, that they come without any types of beliefs or belief systems, that they are innocent, as you believe. Well, each of you are innocent, absolutely. The good or bad, positive or negative, is a choice that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. But at the level from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. And so, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that some individuals are perhaps more intelligent than others. Some individuals have different physical attributes that are not available to others. Some are more intelligent than others, absolutely. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you are one. At the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is nothing that is not known and available to each of you. You choose in that altered state of consciousness many times to put into your DNA certain characteristics, if you wish, certain physical attributes or mental attributes, simple genetic differences that create and influence what you are in your awakened consciousness, that you make that choice. And the reason is very simple, almost so simple that it's disarming. You do so because it gives you the opportunity to experience realities that allow you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are not available when you know who and what you truly are. They're not available in any other reality, in any other vibrational level. They're not available if you understand in your awakened consciousness state, without doubt, that you are absolutely in control. See, we suggest to you many times that this is an illusion, that this is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Each and every instance, each and every activity, each and every experience is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's that spark of consciousness that you are giving to you that which you truly desire. That becomes hard to accept when you in your awakened consciousness state judge this reality as being negative, less than desirable. How could I choose that? Why would one choose such an undesirable experience or reality? Why would one choose to be involved in a situation where you feel animosity towards another individual? Why would you choose to have individuals existing within your awakened consciousness that would do harm to other individuals? For the same reason that you choose to have individuals in your awakened consciousness state who do well, who express love to other individuals, for the possibility and the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And once again, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge it as right or wrong. At the spark of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And that becomes a difficult concept to hold and believe when the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state can be such a violent reality that causes harm to other individuals. What do you believe? What do you believe as an individual? What are societal belief systems? What is the human consciousness belief system? Combination of all of those realities, of all of those beliefs and belief systems, result in this illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and that you in your awakened consciousness state believe you are not in control of. You believe that you are not in control of individuals who feel, once again, animosity towards another individual, who express hatred toward another individual. It's based upon beliefs and belief systems just as surely as the individual who expresses love to other individuals is based upon beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? It's very difficult to believe that you are absolutely in control when the reality that you experience, you view in your awakened consciousness state as being a very horrific and undesirable reality. And yet it's only through that exception and that understanding that you have the possibility to alter the reality. In your so-called past, there were various individuals who understood that concept, and as a result of that understanding, absolutely altered their reality. And you had a tendency to look upon them as somehow being different, had a tendency to put them on a pedestal and to worship them as being some type of a god, because they are a god. the same God that he asked you if you are. You are the God you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All of the rest of this reality that you experience is an illusion and a validation of your beliefs and belief systems that you put in place many times in altered states of consciousness. For once again, that very simple reason to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that you are involved in as a result of the realities that you create and experience. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thanks. Thank you.
Just wondering about there. It seems to me that there is a certain amount of humanity that right now is experiencing super high-tech Star Trek kind of existence. Our secret, so-called secret space program. There are aliens doing that, as well as humans. And so these ideas of teleportation and electrogravitics and free energy already exist, and we're already using them. Even Nikola Tesla invented all of that stuff. So it's already here, and there are some humanity using it already. And I presume that as we go further into this new age and new energy, any of us that want it will experience that. But maybe a lot of humanity still doesn't want it. When we look at it from our side, we see that big oil and big drug companies are holding this technology back because it won't make them any money. But of course, humanity has to accept it. But what I'm asking is, we as individuals right now have the choice of using those technologies or ideas or beliefs. Is that...
What do you believe? Such a simple and yet complicated question. What do you believe? You see, we suggest that the possibility for teleportation is there because many individuals are beginning to hold that belief. And yes, we will refer back to individuals that existed in your so-called history that absolutely understood the technique and the methods of teleportation without any thought of so-called advanced technology. You see, it's only necessary to have the advanced technology because you believe it's necessary. Individuals in your so-called past history, that once again, many individuals in that particular time period and consistently through to your so-called present time, if you believe once again in this passage of time and history, many individuals in those time periods looked upon them as being some type of God. And once again, they were. A type of God is what you refer to as a God who's one's responsible for the creation of your reality. And consequently, each of you are gods, if you wish. But those individuals understood that it was an illusion. You had individuals existing within this particular incarnational period and have had in other incarnational periods throughout your history who understood the illusion. Many of them you put down as being some type of a hypocrite or as a fake that are utilizing what you refer to as illusionary tricks, if you wish, to perform various feats. And yet some of them understand that it's an illusion. And through the understanding of that illusion can achieve what you in your awakened consciousness state look upon as being impossible feats, such as teleportation, such as the ability to understand that, for example, walking on water is not really all that difficult. You simply have to believe. Teleportation is not all that difficult. You simply have to believe. But in your current situation, the beliefs that are being held is that there's some type of a technology or technological advancement that's required to achieve that type of teleportation. It's a limiting belief, but it's a human consciousness, and in particular a societal belief. And as long as you hold the belief, that's what you require to create the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. if you believe that there is some type of a mass withholding of information, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's such a simple concept, and yet can be such a drastic and difficult one to hold in your consciousness. To absolutely accept that the limitations within your reality of what it is that you believe is possible, should you have the right technology, is simply a validation of beliefs that you hold. Not only as individuals, once again, but more particularly as a society and as a human consciousness. You have individuals existing within your vibrational level, within this particular incarnational period, who don't even believe that it's possible for you to use some type of transportation, which in your society is accepted as being not only real, but absolute. That it's possible for you to step on a type of apparatus and to transport yourself, although be it now what you refer to as a period of time, completely across your different continents, and yet you have individuals existing within this incarnational period who don't believe that such a thing is possible. And in other incarnational periods, to suggest, and we're not talking now about huge distances in your so-called past, in your so-called history, but within the last 2 centuries, to believe that it's possible for you to step onto a type of apparatus that could transport you to the other side of the world within the span of 24 hours would have seemed to be absolutely impossible, a dream. To believe that it was possible for an individual to converse with another individual almost instantaneously and anywhere within your Earth system within the last 100 years would have been viewed as not possible, an absolute dream. And so it is that individuals, should you continue on your current beliefs and belief systems, within the next 100 years, we'll look back upon this period and say, those individuals never had a clue of what was available to them. They didn't understand the technology. You see, you're in a technological driven belief and belief system where you believe that it has to be some type of a technological advancement for you to achieve what is simply achievable through a belief or a belief system in which certain individuals, once again in your so-called history, appeared, altered their consciousness, teleported throughout various systems in various continents of your entire Earth system, instantaneously. Those individuals, once again, had a tendency to be put on some type of a pedestal and referred to as some type of a god, when all their entire intent was to make each individual realize that what they experienced, each of you also could experience. Does that also answer your question?
Yes.
Well now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. It's important that you understand this well. We simply tell to you that which you already know. It's not like we sit outside of your vibrational level and somehow have knowledge that's not available to each of you. You have but to go with inside. You have but to go with inside, and all of the answers are there. You know more about your creation process in your vibrational level than we do as an individual existing outside of your vibrational level. We simply tap into your consciousness and into our friend Elias's consciousness to tell the rest of you that which you already know. You have but to go inside. The answer is Seeker within inside each of you. Now, should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the desire and hold the belief. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.